This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Amazon has long had a complicated relationship with small businesses. While its platform helps them reach more customers, Amazon often competes against them by selling its own versions of the same stuff. A new coalition of small business advocacy groups wants lawmakers to step in. The group called Small Business Rising argues that Amazon's size and market power, which have only grown during the pandemic, give the company an unfair advantage. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Let's say you search for a white t-shirt on Amazon. You'll see a bunch of options, some sold by Amazon, some by third parties. You'll also see a bunch of brands, Hanes, Russell Athletic, Fruit of the Loom, and Amazon Essentials brand.
At the core of it is a basic conflict of interest.
That's Stacy Mitchell, co-director of the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, a research group that advocates for independent businesses and part of Small Business Rising.
Your biggest competitor also owns the infrastructure that you need in order to reach the market. And they're able to glean a lot of information about your business, about your most successful products.
Retailers have been selling their own products alongside other brands since the early 20th century, says Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
Big retailers like Sears, JCPenney's had their own brands, Craftsman, Town Craft, and they pushed their own brands.
That can promote competition and bring down prices, says Ira Reingold, executive director of the National Association of Consumer Advocates. The risk, he says, is if prices drop too low.
Which may force those businesses to go out of business, and that competition no longer exists.
In a statement, Amazon said its own products complement those sold by third parties, and that its platform helps small businesses generate sales. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.